Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another Taco Tuesday. Excited to have you with us again today, going remote from the MU studios today since we've got our impending storm here. But today we're going to try to cover a couple of topics. So some new veggie statistics and making the most of this time trapped inside for those of us who are going to be experiencing this blizzard. But everything we're talking about today is relevant, even if you're listening to this podcast long after the storms have passed and the weather's beautiful again. So this time of year, though, when we do have storms coming, I think there's always just this sense of camaraderie when we're going through the grocery store the day before or the morning of a big snowstorm. We're all about to be in it together, but stuck alone, or alone with our family, or alone with our pets, or whatever that looks like. Everything's canceled, everything's closed. And I've heard a few people in the past talk about how they use these opportunities to get things done around the house. I've done that too. It can be such a great mind clearing activity. Something can get checked off your to-do list, help alleviate some of that stress of all of those projects that we just constantly think about getting done. But I'm going to challenge you this time to adding in a little bit of a food goal. So what I mean by that is maybe trying a new food while you're home over the next few days, or trying a new recipe, experimenting with seasonings you haven't used before, and really just thinking about, as we make that quick run to the grocery store, what do we want to pick up so that we have nourishing foods on hand and have the opportunity to do some of these food activities? If there are no fruits and vegetables, whole grains, healthy fats, good quality protein sources in our house, then we're not going to eat them. And that applies all the time, but especially when we can't get back out to the grocery store because we can't get through the roads or it's closed. Having that stuff in our home is important to being able to eat it. So again, this challenge is relevant for everybody, whether you live alone or with a family of eight, it works. So if you do have a family, this can be a great opportunity to consider how you can get your kids more involved in the food process. A recent study by the CDC looking at statistics from a survey done in 2021 showed that only 1 in 2 children under the age of 5 get a single serving of vegetables or more in a day. So 50% of kids, and this was looking at the entire nation, so on average, 50% of children under the age of 5 don't get a single serving of vegetables in a typical day. And 1 in 3 children, or about 30%, don't get a single serving of fruit in a typical day. So as a mom with 2 little kids, I totally understand the challenges that can come with serving children some of those nourishing foods, especially if that's not what they're getting in some places, especially if they like candy, which what kid doesn't? My 2-year-old will eat pretty much anything. My 4-year-old is a bit of a wild card, as preschoolers can be, even though he used to be a rock star with trying new foods. And kids do go through phases. So your really good eater now might be a challenging eater in 6 months. Your challenging eater now might all of a sudden become extremely adventurous in a little while and be willing to try food. But here are a couple of things to think about as you're all stuck together for the next several meals or for the next few days, or really any time as you're just thinking about how to incorporate more vegetables and introduce these things into your family plan more consistently. So the biggest thing I always talk to people about, and that I think is always important to say, and I think we've talked about it a little bit in the past too, is don't make it a fight. It's important for us to introduce and encourage new foods, but if we make it stressful for ourselves or for our families, if we force kids to try something or have punishments if they don't eat certain foods, some of those things can lead to lifelong food aversions for some of our more nourishing foods especially. I have people that I've worked with in their 70s who refused to eat a Brussels sprout because they were forced to eat them when they were kids. So trying to just create that positive environment around it, talking about the new food in an exciting way, giving it a fun name that's based off of something your kids like a Ninja Turtle smoothie if you've made a green smoothie, or even sometimes bananas will come with fun stickers on them. Put stickers on your other foods that make it more exciting and make it something they want to try. Model eating nourishing foods, especially at family meals, but even for snacks. If kids see adults going for chips and ice cream and pop, and they're encouraged to eat apples and peanut butter or veggies or something like that, it creates this kind of confusion around what healthy eating looks like or what expectations are. And then praise or reward trying new things. So it can be something as simple as encouragement and high fives and just a really positive atmosphere when they've tried something, or sticker charts, movie nights, small coins like a nickel for trying a new food. Whatever works for your family is a strategy to go with. So there's lots of different ways to incorporate this, but kind of thinking about how it might work and what kind of things you guys can try in your home. Also try incorporating veggies in a new way. So if you make a dip with vegetables, like a tzatziki sauce or something like that, that's made with cucumber and you have it with crackers or pita bread, that can be a great way to incorporate a little bit more. Even blending some extras into a spaghetti sauce or butternut squash or pumpkin, blending that into a cheese sauce for homemade mac and cheese. Simple things like cutting raw veggies like cucumbers or peppers into little shapes with small cookie cutters, dressing up grilled cheese or other hot sandwiches or pizza with a few kind of small cut up vegetables that they can put on their own in a smiley face or in a fun shape or in a fun design. It doesn't have to be a lot at every single meal. Even just a small serving of veggies and introducing it consistently at every meal possible, and even at snacks when you can, makes a huge difference for children and for adults. Even if it doesn't get eaten, every time a person sees it on the plate, it plants a seed. It becomes more familiar, and if it's not an argument, it also becomes more acceptable. So research suggests that it could be anywhere from 12 to 15 to almost 20 times that a new food needs to be introduced before it's accepted, and sometimes even before it's tried. We all have things we don't like, so it's not about learning to eat things you don't enjoy, whether you're 5 or 50. It's just about making it more familiar, more consistent, and more fun. And again, remember, if it's not in the house, you're not going to eat it. So making sure all of those things get added to your grocery list. Now, while you're sitting at home this weekend, you know, trying those different things that we talked about, making the dips, trying some new soups, trying a new vegetable together as a family, you can also meal prep for the future. So marinating some meat and putting it in the freezer, or making a couple of soups that you can freeze for later. Take advantage of this time to set yourself and your family up for success as we move into busier weeks and busier times of the year. You don't need to aim for perfection. There's no such thing as a perfect diet. It doesn't exist. And I bring veggies and gut health up nearly every week because they're so important. Even a little bit, as I said earlier, goes a long way. And even though nutrition research is updated all the time, we're always getting new statistics, new information. We know a colorful array of vegetables on a regular basis helps with everything from preventing chronic disease to improving focus and concentration and supporting long-term cognitive health. It helps us maintain regular bowel movements. It helps support a healthy immune system, and on and on and on. So the more we can introduce those veggies in a happy, healthy way, take advantage of some time that we're stuck in the house to explore new foods, explore new seasonings, try new vegetables, just incorporating those things more consistently, even if it's not perfect, even if it's not every day, even if it's not always tried. All we can all do is our best to try to get it in. So even a little increase will go a long way. If you have questions, concerns, thoughts, topics you want to hear about, anything like that, feel free to reach out to me at imunutrition.com. That's imunutrition.com, or on Facebook at imunutrition. Stay warm and cozy the rest of this week, and we'll see you all next week for another Taco Tuesday.